T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. A beautiful, can we even call this winter day? I don't know. I guess technically it is, but it's a beautiful day throughout the Delaware Valley. We got a lot to hit with you today, and we'll certainly discuss it over the next 4 hours. Sixers and Nets tonight. Sixers better get a win. Flyers and Blues. Carter Hart with the injury. We'll see how long he's out. Eagles offseason is, of course, on. There's a baseball scandal related to cheating. And how about it? Harold Carmichael in to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Wonderful news this morning. We'll be all over all of it with you today at 888-729-9494. Again, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Richie Rich!
Joe, Harold Carmichael is one of the best people I've ever known.
Awesome.
He is a true, kind soul. Gentle soul. Great person.
Yep.
I am elated.
Totally.
He deserves it. He is, man, I've never been this happy for someone being inducted.
That's
the
cool.
Guy is selfless. The guy is everything I want my son to grow up to be. So congratulations, Harold Carmichael. You are amazing and deserving. So also, Joe.
Yes, a factoid. What
male,
do you got?
The male gypsy moth can smell a virgin female from 1.8 miles away.
How about that? Now, can I just ask, how do they know that?
That's a good question. Yeah. It's science, Joe.
Would they interview?
Just science.
Interview them. They say, hey, "So when?"
Don't you worry about it. You won't understand.
No, I don't understand.
It is amazing, though. How can they tell?
So, like 1.7.
Well, I guess because they redirect.
Yeah.
They can tell.
And they redirect.
Like 1.8 miles away, they start redirecting and making a V-line for the virgin female.
Oh boy. I don't know. I don't even know what to say to that. Like 888-729-9494. John hit it on Harold. Major accomplishment, major congratulations. Dominant wide receiver from his era, 70s into the 80s. Listen, Harold Carmichael, and I hadn't, of course, seen him play, being too young, having been born in 1978, not remembering, you know, games when I was 3 and 4 years old and stuff like that. But dominant wide receiver from his era, as John hit, as great, as humble, as kind. And I mean it. I mean, I'm often asked, who are the kind people you've met in sports? And it's unfortunate because, you know, it's actually a pretty strong list we've had in Philadelphia sports of truly great people. And I never break the ties. I don't know who's number one kind. I just know there's some group that's like, yep, that group right there, that's the best of the best. Harold Carmichael's in that group. Harold Carmichael's as kind of person as you'll ever meet in Philly sports. I mean, he just is.
You know, Joe.
He just is a wonderful person.
This exemplifies what he represents to anyone who's ever talked to him, met him. Harold Carmichael, when I was a player here, was the player liaison at the NovaCare where he would just help guys adjust to being a professional football player.
And he served that role for a long time.
Yes.
Long time.
He was just there for the players. Whatever you needed, you call Harold and he would help you. You know, he knows the city. He's got, you know, connections and he can help you. He just wanted to aid his fellow, you know, Eagles, the players in this town. But more than that, on top of that, every single day, for every single practice, even walkthroughs, he was out there kneeling, spotting the ball between plays, switching the hashes, you know, based on what Andy's, you know, script for practice was, like it was the most important job in the world. Right hash. He's out there calling for the ball, catching the ball, wearing his gloves, you know, like probably really enjoying how much easier it was to catch with the gloves that they have now compared to when he was playing.
Sure.
He was out there fake snapping it to the quarterbacks for 7-on-7. This is a job where I have been elsewhere that you had the lowest level equipment guy doing it. You know, like a kid does it.
Mm-hmm.
We had Harold Carmichael out there doing it every day, and it meant something to him.
It's awesome.
He's truly just fantastic person.
I mean, look, we're all psyched for him. Again, congratulations to Harold Carmichael. We'll take your reaction throughout the show. Again, if you missed the news, Harold Carmichael today gets the call, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, part of the Centennial Class amongst the group. More will be announced throughout the course of the day, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a great day for Eagles fans, and it's, of course, a great day for the Carmichael family and for Harold Carmichael specifically. So, look, we'll take your reaction at 888-729-9494 as Harold gets in. Now, as we know, Dick Vermeil did not get in, and that is a shame, and that's also part of the storyline of the Hall of Fame this week for sure. Again, 888-729-9494. We do have an Eagles offseason that is now on. The offseason's on. You know, the season, the 2019 season's over. Eagles have been out of it for a week and a half. There's four teams left. They're preparing for games. We'll watch them this weekend, but we know the Birds aren't going to be in it. They're not preparing for a game. It's the ball is now in Howie Roseman's court. I mean, Howie Roseman is now preparing for a season. He's preparing for the 2020 season. He's got about 9 months to crank it up, but he's really got about 3 months, because really what you're talking about is March and April, where the main decisions get made, and somewhat in February if you're talking about retaining your own and re-signing guys. So you really got about a three-month window to construct the 2020 season and to set yourself on a course for 2021, 2022, and beyond based on the players you acquire. So let's get into it today here at 888-729-9494. I have been consistently annoyed, and yes, I'll use that phrase, consistently annoyed by the doubt that my buddy here, my co-host, Mr. John Ritchie, has expressed about Howie Roseman. Look, I don't get the Howie doubt that has, as John has articulated, others have articulated. I'm still a massive believer in Howie Roseman. I'm curious where everyone stands here today at 888-729-9494. It is his show now. I mean, for 4 months, the ball's in Carson Wentz's hands, and the mind of Doug Peterson kind of crafts on a week-by-week basis. What's our scheme? What are we doing here? When are we taking a timeout? What play are we running? You know, what tempo are we running? 4 months, it's Doug's show, and if you get a fifth month, it's Doug's show, and it's Carson's show. But the rest of the time, the offseason, it is totally Howie's show. And especially these months as he really crafts, hey, who do I want out there in the field in 2020? Now, again, at 888-729-9494, I'm curious, as the season's over, it's 2 years in a row now since they've won the Super Bowl. They have made the playoffs, though, these last 2 years. Where people stand on Howie Roseman as the general manager, and whether at a very basic level, whether you believe in Howie Roseman as the general manager of this franchise. I do wholeheartedly. Is he off a pedestal a little bit? Yeah, sure, of course. He's off pedestal a little bit. There have been more mistakes the last 2 years than there were 3 years ago, and it's sad to say 3 years ago now. I guess that's three seasons ago the Eagles won the Super Bowl from an Eagles standpoint. Yeah, I mean, he's off that pedestal a little bit, but I still believe in him entirely and am thrilled he's the general manager of the Eagles at 888-729-9494. Curious where everyone stands. John, you have expressed doubt going on some time now with Howie. Why? What's in your mind that recreates doubt?
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. Why doubt?
Where do I start? LJ Fort, playing well for another team.
Yep.
Clayton Thorson drafted, playing for another team. Jonathan Cyprian was brought in here and paid. Akeem Spence brought in here, paid. Alex Ellis brought in here. Zach Brown was our starter because, I guess, you know, how we wanted him to be. And then you look at guys who aren't here. Okay, those guys aren't here because they weren't good enough, and he brought them in anyway. There are guys who aren't here that I wish were, like Jadeveon Clowney, mm-hmm. would have changed our season, quite frankly. Like Marcus Peters, who the Baltimore Ravens traded for, when we should have known, identified how lacking we were at the cornerback spot, and guys like Jalen Ramsey and Marcus Peters are trading teams out there, do what you need to do. I don't care about the draft picks the way that you seem to, because the draft picks, when I was a player, didn't mean anything to me because I knew those guys. 9 out of 10 wouldn't know their, you know what from, you know what.
Mm-hmm.
Minkah Fitzpatrick also another defensive back that we could. There were so many big name possibilities out there, and we sat on our hands this season. we were not good enough. We could have been made better. And Howie was not aggressive. We're told that he's always aggressive. He wasn't. So that's a lie. Where you were aggressive was you guaranteed $25 million to two guys for next year, and it was stupid.
You're talking about Alshon Jeffrey, DeSean Jackson
are guaranteed $25 million between them next year. We don't even know if either of them's going to play. But we have to pay that, and that comes at the cost of $25 million that could be on the field making this team better. It doesn't sit well with me that Chris Long didn't play this year because Howie said Derek Barnett was better. Chris Long would have made this defense better. Michael Bennett would have too. Howie, you know, get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Matthews, this is a cluster here. Jordan Matthews, Darren Sproles, Jason Peters. These names sound similar in any way. They're guys who aren't good enough to be doing what they're asked to do, but they're doing it because Howie says it himself. He has a soft spot in his heart for the guys who were Eagles before and did something for this team. You know, you add it all up. You had, I guess, in summation, lack of aggressiveness when he needed to be aggressive. Lack of wheeling and dealing when other teams were. A terrible assessment of skill guys. The fastest of the skill guys, I'll say. Wide receiver and defensive back, you failed. And you continue to fail. I don't know where the light is at the end of that tunnel, by the way. And, dumb mistakes with the guaranteed money. Our team, our construction, like, what were these coaches supposed to do? It's a miracle that they came out of this with a 9-7 record in the regular season. Howie did a poor job. Howie apologized to the fan base.
I understand that.
Immediately following the season. You think he felt good about what he did?
No, I don't.
Like, the fact that you do.
Yep.
When he's openly saying, I sucked, it's you favoring Howie in a weird way that doesn't make any sense.
Look, let me just say this. And obviously, Howie could have had a better year, and we all know that, and there were mistakes made, and that's for sure. Mistakes are always going to be made. You want to hit a high batting average. Guy that hits 400 in baseball, you know, makes an out 6 out of 10 times. Look, here's what I'd say to you. Howie made mistakes, but I'll boil it down. If you ask me why do I believe in Howie, and I'm asking everyone at 888-729-9494 if you do or don't. And again, he's off pedestal a little bit. I get that. You know, a little bit of a downgrade in the last 2 years. But at the same time, total belief in my opinion,
little
from my
bit
standpoint.
Of a downgrade.
Total belief.
Everything he did was the right thing when we won the Super Bowl. That's what it requires.
Well, I'll tell you this.
That's the margin of error.
Yeah,
his errors were so numerous, Joe.
I will boil the whole thing. Like, why do I believe in Howie Roseman? I'll give you one word. Results. The Eagles have gotten results with Howie Roseman 2.0. They got a franchise quarterback.
They're worse every year.
They got a franchise quarterback that he acquired with nifty moves to get up there in the draft.
Nifty.
He got what I will refer to.
I cannot fault that. Carson Wentz was the right thing.
He got what I will refer to as a franchise coach, which isn't easy to get. It's very easy to hire a coach. About 10 different teams hire a coach every year. It's not easy to get a franchise coach. He hired one.
Come on, man.
He hired one.
He hired
a franchise coach. Doug Peterson's going to be here for a long time. Howie Roseman deserves credit for that. That's results. Number three.
Doug Peterson is not completely out of the woods.
I'm thrilled Doug Peterson's
Peterson
Eagles coach.
Is great at some things, not at others. He is a work in progress.
Number three. Super Bowl.
And you think, good job, Howie.
Thank you,
brought
James.
It.
Thank you. Yeah, if you're asking me why I believe in Howie, because the Super Bowl.
You cannot keep doing that.
And I will.
How long ago was that, Joe?
Well, it was three Eagle seasons ago, two NFL seasons ago.
Three Eagle seasons ago, and that's what you're using for today?
It was 23 months ago.
You know, there's a lot that's gone down between then and now. And none of it
is
trending the wrong way.
Reason number four. Final main reason, because I could give you a lot of little shots. I could be like a boxer with a jab. I'm just giving you haymakers. Reason number four, one of four teams in the NFL, 32 teams in the NFL, one of four teams to make the playoffs the last 3 years. That's an accomplishment,
and
man.
And you know what? Thank you to others.
And no question they got some help last year.
This is purely circumstantial,
John,
and a lot of this has to do with Doug. A lot of this has to do with Carson.
Who he hired and who he drafted.
I don't care that he hired him and drafted him.
I do.
Come on, man. You're going to just give him credit forever? Hey, you hired Doug Peterson, so you're good forever? That's not how it works.
Doesn't mean you're good forever.
You have to make this team better.
He does. He does need
Doug
to make the team better.
Doug and Carson have been here for years. You're going to say, hey, good job, Howie. Great job this year because of what you did 3 years ago? That's not how it works.
All right, do you believe in Howie Roseman as the general manager of the Eagles? I wholeheartedly do. John obviously has massive doubts. Where do you stand? 888-729-9494. Again, we'll celebrate the great accomplishment. Harold Carmichael, the great wide receiver and the great person into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Sixers better win tonight. Better win tonight. And we'll see if the Carter Hart news comes out during our show. What exactly is the injury? How long will he be out? It's a big day, including the baseball scandal as well. There's a lot happening in spring training in less than a month. It's all here. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on a busy one. We love it. We love sports on 94WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.